You don't want to deceive. You don't want to deceive your heart. You want your heart to believe what is true. You don't want to confuse it. Speaking two different things. You talk faith here. You talk the word here, and then you get somewhere. You talk something there. That confuses your heart. And that's where the unbelief comes in. That's where the doubt comes in. Because it doesn't know what to really focus on. Because you're talking two ways. See, how the faith come? How the faith come? Yeah. Okay. Anyway. How did faith come? Faith come by hearing. Well, how did doubt come? See, when you talk one way while you with somebody else, and then when the pressure get on or pain come or circumstance pops up and you start talking another way, you just told somebody, I believe in healing. I believe I received healing. Or I believe my needs are met. The Greek with me concerning the finances. I believe my bills are paid. I believe that every need is met. Then get out there among somebody else. I just don't know what I'm gonna do. You know, my light bill ain't paid. I ain't know why. See, your heart don't know what to focus on because you're confusing it. But see, you just made a statement. My needs are met. God said you're talking according to the will of God. But my God shall supply all your needs. And so my needs are met. God said to supply, my needs are met. And so when the pressure comes to say something else or act another way, you say what the word said because I agree with God. God can't lie. I may not see in my mind how that's going to come about, but in my heart, it's met. So I'm not going to confuse my heart by talking another way just because some pressure shows up. Y'all in the house. And this is how we learn to not bring trouble in our lives. Amen. That cause us to faint, pull up our hands, and act crazy. Verse 4, still there. Keep thy heart, keep thy. Verse 4. Now notice what it says. I'm going to read verse 3 again. Keep thy tongue from evil. Do what? Who keep it? I'm the one. It's my tongue. I don't have to say what someone, because some people are pretty clever. They can form a conversation and make you say what they want you to say. I won't speak that way under pressure. I'm going to speak the same way, whether I'm under pressure or not. Satan will bring pressure on you when you made a faith statement to try to make you speak different. Uh-huh. And if you don't take charge, you will start talking like the crowd around you. Or they will, and then you'll bring confusion to your spirit. And your spirit need clarity because it's born of God. And that's why God told you, keep your heart. Amen. So depart, it said what? Depart from evil and do what? Do good. Seek peace. Now listen to this. I'm going to read it again. He said, keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking guile, deceit. Depart from evil. What is depart? How many of you in here know what the word depart means? And in just a little while, I'll be finished. And all of y'all, I'm going to say, we'll dismiss, and I'm going to leave y'all. I'll be sitting here while I come back in the morning. Now, before I can say amen, some of y'all, So you understand what depart means. When the evils come up, I don't participate, I depart from it. And the evil not doing it consists in my life if I don't give it any place. Are y'all hearing me? It'll put pressure on you to do it, but just depart. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it there with the evil self. Depart from evil and do good. Somebody say something or do something to you, it'll put pressure on you to say and do something back to them what they said that was evil. Now go buy them something. Go do something for them. Say a good word to them. Tell somebody else a good thing. Brother Hagin, I think you read that book about 3 or 4 times. Love the Way to Victory. Said there was a man that was in the army. I know y'all read it. Probably remember the story. And this man never would say anything evil about anybody. And he was in his 90s. He said, I miss a good 90s. I was when I was in my 20s and 30s. I think that's where he said it. And said, this man that would go into a fit, and the sheriff could go and put coming down him. And they'll put him in jail to get over it. But this particular time, nobody could stop him. He launched at the sheriff with a knife, and he had to shoot him, and they killed him. Everybody was talking about it. They're glad he was killed, and this and that, and that. And they're talking about the man, and they asked him, so one thing, he said, one thing I can say about him, he got pretty eyes. So that shut that conversation down. Because he had nothing evil to say. So, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace. Seek peace and pursue it. What did Jesus say? My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled. See, peace will cause your heart to be at peace. It won't, in other words, you won't be troubled about situation. But when peace is absent, trouble is present. I don't know what I'm going to do. They said something bad about me. And you're just all in a tizzy about it. I'm going to get that. You see, the devil's talking to your mind, trying to get you to think, how are you going to get even with the person? Got a bill due and the money's not there in the bank. And sleep at night. I don't know what I'm going to do. They don't do this. No, you need to seek peace. Cast that care on the Lord. You said you'll supply my need. You said you'll do it. I'm going to sleep. Because God can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And when I believe I receive what he said, then I enter into rest. I remember when I first started in these things, first heard it, I had a bill due, and I wasn't in complete rest about it, but I did use my faith, and I thank God for it. And I had a payment due. I didn't have all the money. I didn't have a clue where I was going to get the money from. This way back in the, shoot, I wasn't back in my early 30s anyway. But I prayed and I believed God. And God put up with a little unbelief when you're a baby. You put up with a little bit. You grow up here and put up there. I prayed, I believed God. And you know what happened? All of us certain God brought something to my attention that I could do. I did it. It happened. I got the money. I paid. That built my faith. Amen.